Christine N., 23. Nurse who asked that a real name not be used. It's crazy. I have had to use the same mask for 2 weeks. We have extras, but we are saving those for emergencies. And we're starting to run out of gowns, gloves, medications, ventilators. It's getting bad, and it's only going to get worse. The hardest part is seeing people not taking this seriously. I know there was a wedding in Brooklyn, and about 300 people went, despite social distancing orders. Now we're seeing those wedding guests come in sick. We've had patients from age 18 to 98, and it's scary how, once you deteriorate, it's fast, and you have minutes to get the help you need. The nurses and doctors in my unit were so exposed. It's the reality of it. We're all going to get the virus. I had symptoms about a week ago, and I managed. We don't have enough staff. So the rule for us is, if you have it and you have a fever, you wait 3 days after your fever is gone. And if you're up to it, you have to come back to work. Dr. Craig Spencer, 38. As soon as I walk into work, there's an urgency. A lot of sick people, many on breathing machines. Every day it gets worse because infections are still on the way up. But I think all of us have this moral sense that we went into medicine to help people regardless of whether it's coronary artery disease or coronavirus. From the moment your shift ends, you're thinking you could expose your family. Thinking of everything you have with you, keys, wallet, and how you disinfect those. A lot of us in apartments don't have our own washers and dryers. So we'll take off all our clothes in the hallway and bag them up, which is intimate New York City living. But our neighbors understand. It's a continuous worry about bringing the virus home. From the time you're off until you walk out of the shower. Then there's a lot more freedom to be you, to eat and touch and hug and have that human contact again, which we don't get anymore in the hospital. Dr. Tom Roby, 41, ER physician, Providence Regional Medical Center, Everett, Washington. For a while, we were ground zero with the first confirmed U.S. case of COVID-19 until New York. We're not seeing the anguish that New York is seeing. I feel the most comfortable at work seeing patients. That's what I'm called to do. That's what I'm good at. And I have to keep myself from signing up for more shifts because I feel like that's the place that I'm the most useful right now. The stress is about bringing the virus home. So I wear dedicated scrubs. I shower before I leave and put my scrubs in a garbage bag to wash at home. The ones I do bring home. We use the words universal precautions. That's what you do all the time to stay safe. And this is just a little bit higher game. All the staff in the ER are a tight-knit group, looking out for each other. If citizens can rally around what's going on and stay safe by keeping their distance, we can get through this thing as a society.